Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, today let's start with two words, one part of a name, the other a word, Tillerson, moron.
Yeah, you know, we now have the idea that Tillerson said in private conversation that his president, who appointed him, is a moron. Well, this probably didn't go over very well in the White House, and you can only imagine the phone calls that went back and forth, and the president is obviously not happy about this. But so many people have left that administration, it's like rats off a sinking ship. That you have to figure that the last thing they needed was one huge mark of stability, who is this world top business leader, Exxon and all the rest, going out and quitting. So the word got out that he was going to quit. I'm not surprised. And then he walked the whole thing back and said that he has respect for the president and that he's not leaving. And you can only imagine what those phone calls were like when they occurred. However, what you really see here is a man who is trying to run a foreign policy the way that it used to be run in the State Department and getting frustrated. First of all, he doesn't have the people he needs. He's being starved to death. And I don't mean himself physically starved, but the agency, the State Department, is being starved, as we know, and it's been mentioned on the roundtable so many times. The ambassador posts that it aren't filled, the important infrastructure of the State Department, and the assumption on the part of the president seems to be, well, we don't need them. In the meantime, the Russians sure need them, and the collusion or the suggested collusion between the White House and the Russians seems to be growing more and more interesting. I mean, we have the meeting with Donald Trump Jr. We have the Flynn accusations. We have the son-in-law, Jared Kushner problems. And we have the remarkable sight of the chair, the Republican chair of the investigating Senate committee standing up with his Democratic counterpart and saying, we have no proof that it didn't happen. In other words, I'm assuming that there's all kinds of proof here. He makes the point that there's a criminal investigation going on, and that's Mr. Mueller. On the other hand, he says ours is a more of a political investigation, and the moment we get anything, it'll be handed over to the Mueller people. So no matter what happens, no matter whether the president goes to Puerto Rico and throws out paper towels into the crowd, something that is extraordinary as far as I'm concerned, or gives yet another tweet that will be upsetting to so many people, or supports changing the way a woman controls her own body. All of those things, which are bright lights like the last one, to divert away from the Russian investigation, but it ain't going away. If he was going to fire Mueller, he would have had to do it earlier. Now it's too late, that's for sure. And if he fires Mueller, he'll get impeached. Of that, I have no doubt. So this thing is inching its way towards an inevitable conclusion.
I must confess my ignorance. It was the first time I ever heard the term bump stock yesterday when it comes to a device that's apparently used by the Las Vegas gunman, Stephen Paddock, which makes a semi-automatic weapon mimic a fully automatic weapon. And Alan, now we're seeing GOP leaders say rapid fire device may be worth a ban.
$99, and this device gives you an automatic weapon, a machine gun, basically. Now I'll get letters saying, not exactly. Come on now, everybody. Let's face it. We know what it is. Yesterday, we saw the first sign when we heard that the silencer bill would not be brought up as planned by Speaker Ryan. To me, it was clear proof that they knew that they were in trouble on this gun control thing. You know, David, there's going to be a tipping point on gun control. And when that happens, everybody's going to be running for the exits. The American people, we know, are polling in favor of sensible gun regulations. But the NRA, the money of the gun manufacturers, millions of dollars of campaign finance money. Or as I've often quoted, I believe it was John R. Arbuckle, but I was probably wrong, in a television commercial, that may have been Mr. Goodwrench. You get what you pay for.
There's another phrase, pay me now or pay me later.
That's right, David. The lockbox is open. I'm scared to death that we won't make it. I am. I always am. We need $500,000 in that lockbox. We need over $200,000 in order to get done, and we only have a week and 2 days to make it in. And if you're going to support a station that speaks truth to power, I hope you're listening to these words, at great risk, then you better know that we need you now. Go to WAMC.org, put something in the lockbox. It can be $5, it can be $1,000. But whatever you can do, do it now. Don't wait.
Thank you for always being there.